Blog Talk Radio.
Vision. This is Evangelist Faith Reed, and I'm so glad that you have joined me today. We're going to be looking at hope, hope. We know that we're in another holiday season around the world, and especially here in our in the West, in the United States. And so many people get discouraged at this time of year. But I want you to know that you can put your hope in a God that cares about you, a God that loves you. Bow your head and let us pray. Father, we just give you glory, honor, and praise. We magnify your holy name, O God. We thank you, Lord, for your righteousness and for your peace. We thank you, Lord God, for loving us, for caring about us. I thank you for all those around the world that listen to this broadcast. And, Lord God, I know that truly love us and you want us to be encouraged. And I pray, oh God, today that you would encourage your people. I pray for those around the world, those who are in need of clothing and shelter, oh God, that you'll provide for them. I pray for those that are sick that you would heal their bodies right now. We believe and trust in you, oh Lord, for we know that you hear and you answer prayers. And dear Jesus, we just love you today. We praise your name and we honor you for all that you have done, for all that you continually do, and, oh God, for what you're about to do even in our future. Oh God, we bless your name right now. We thank you for your protection upon our families. We thank you for your protection upon our children. We bless you right now, Lord. We give you glory, honor, and praise, and we say thanks to you in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Today, as we discuss hope, I want you to know that during this holiday season, you can have hope. This is going to be a short message, and we will continue this message on another day. But I want you to know how much God loves you and the fact that you can continue to have hope. So as we begin this holiday season, which is culminating with Christmas, I want you to understand that hope is something that you can have at any time of the year. Even when you feel like giving up, you can always look up and put your trust in the Lord because there is hope. There is hope. The Webster's Dictionary describes hope as a desire for some good, accompanied with at least a slight expectation of obtaining it or belief that it is obtainable. And so, dear friend, for you to have hope, first and foremost, you must have faith in God and understand that it is possible to obtain hope. It is possible to have great expectation in a God that will never fail you, God who loves you, and God who cares about you. You see, our God is truly King of kings and Lord of lords, and he said that he would never leave you nor forsake you. And so at this time of year when it is very easy to just give up, I want you to be one of the ones that never gives up and who continually understands that God is going to take care of you and that he loves you very much. The word hope also means for, to want and expect, to want very much or to have hope for. And so when you want God to take care of your family, you have to want it very much. When you want to change your life, you have to want it very much. When you want to see God do the miraculous in your life, you have to want it very much. In other words, I can't just say I want something and then not pray about it. I can't just want something and then not take action. I have to put action to my words. And so if I expect God to do miraculous things for me in this coming year, I have to be willing to spend time in prayer and in study. I have to be willing to seek God and to help myself. In other words, I have to be willing to pray and to seek God enough so that I can hear from God. You see, sometimes we spend just a couple minutes in prayer and it's just not enough. We need to commit more of our time to prayer. Dear friend, I was not on the air this summer. I've been mostly writing and trying to publish some books. But I decided that just before the holidays that I would get back on because to be able to encourage someone that felt like giving up, someone that felt like throwing in the towel. I want you to know right now that you don't have to throw in the towel. I want you to understand that God's got your back. God's going to work this thing out for you. Hold on a little while longer. Be encouraged in knowing that God is still in the miracle working business. Be encouraged in knowing that he loves you very much. Be encouraged in knowing that this is your year of victory. Going into this new year, I want you to have a victorious attitude. Leave all of that negativity behind you. Do not go into the new year with a sad countenance. Wash your face, change your clothes, and get up and bless the name of the Lord. God has great things in store for you. God has great things in store for your future. And so you've got to understand that this is the day for you to get up and believe God. This is the day for you to get up and trust God. Trust God for every little thing that you have need of, whether it is food, clothing, shelter, whatever it is that you have need of, God is able to provide for you, dear friend, and he's able to provide for your family. And so Ecclesiastes 9 verse 4 says, "For to him that is joined to all the living, there is hope." There is hope. Dear friend, there is hope for you. There is hope for your family. There is hope for your loved ones. God is working things out for you. Be encouraged. This is your opportunity to step out on faith. We already know that the definition of faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Hebrews chapter 11, verse 1. There is hope for you, dear friend. Put your faith in God. You know, I will never forget Shambok. He was an evangelist that traveled around the world, and he did tent revivals everywhere that he went. And he just passed away perhaps maybe a couple of years ago. And one of the things that he always said was, you don't have any problems. All you need is faith in God. And I have just come to that conclusion, dear friend, that you can keep your problems if you want, or you can trade in your problems for faith in God. That is your choice. You can keep your problems, or you can trade them in and have faith in God. That is your choice. Now, you can choose to be sad, or you could choose to be happy. You can choose to be discouraged, or you can choose to trust in the Lord. That is your choice. Every day that we live in this earth, we are faced with choices. You can choose to hang out with negative people, or you can choose a new set of friends who have faith in God. Those are your choices. You can choose to give up on your family and your loved ones, or you can choose to pray and ask God for restoration. That is your choice. Every day in our lives, we have choices that we have to make. Unfortunately for some, they make the wrong choices and they end up in trouble. But I want you to know, dear friend, that even when you make the wrong choice, you can choose to turn that around by putting your trust in the Lord. When you put your trust in the Lord Jesus Christ, he does help you and he does pick you up. Dear friend, it doesn't matter how many times you fall, God is willing to help you get back up again. This is your opportunity to have hope in a God that cares about you. We believe in God. We believe that he sent his only begotten son, Jesus Christ, born in a manger of a virgin called Mary. We understand that she gave birth while yet a virgin. We understand that the child was holy, the Messiah, Emmanuel, the one that we were looking for. We understand that Jesus was born and that he walked among us. He did many, many miracles among us. And then he was crucified, and then he rose from the dead. Dear friend, you have hope. You have hope today in a Savior who loves you and cares about you. You have hope today in our true and living God, who is still sitting on his throne, and he cares very much about you. He cares very much about your situation. And so I want you to be encouraged. I want you to continually put your trust in him. For he said that whenever you pray, that his ears are open towards you, and he truly cares about you. I want you to know, dear friend, that each and every day that you pray, that God is ever listening, and he loves you very much. Let me pray with you. If you have not accepted Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, I want you to know, dear friend, that you have that opportunity to do so right now. The Bible tells us that if we repent, if we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us of our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. I want you to know, dear friend, that giving up is not an option and that today is your day of salvation. And so let us pray. Dear Lord, we just give you glory, honor, and praise. We bless and we magnify your holy name, O God. I pray for all those listeners that have listened to this broadcast today. I pray, O God, that you will continually bless them, keep them, and guide them. And we just give you glory and honor and praise, O God. Continue, O God, to give them hope and to encourage them and remind them every day of how much you care about their families. And we just thank you right now. We give you glory and we give you honor. In Jesus' name, amen. Dear friend, you have been listening to Evangelist Faith Reed. This program is called Vision, and I pray that you would be encouraged today. I've decided to follow Jesus, and I hope you will too. Second Chance Ministries.